Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Sue Atherton from Atherton Farm in Buckland. Sue, I hear there aren't a ton of Athertons, that it's basically just you.
Yes, it is. I live on the farm myself, but I have a lot of friends and family that help me out, especially during the summer.
And I knew your name because I love going to Asheville, right. And you're on that drive when you're going out to Asheville, 112.
So right. I'm about halfway between the town of Asheville and the town of Shelburne Falls.
So now I'm halfway to Elmer's then.
You are halfway.
So what are you growing at Atherton Farm?
Well, we have a lot of vegetable starts and a lot of flowers at this point.
You brought some flowers. What's that one right there?
This is a dahlia.
Beautiful. Is she the one that sings that song from Frozen? The cold never bothered me anyway. Adalia Menzel?
Okay, yes, this must be her.
Very attractive.
And she's very shy. I don't think she'll sing for you.
That was the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem.
The wickedly talented.
Tell me about this kind of flower.
It's an annual. Mm-hmm. Blossoms all summer long. Loves to be out in the sunlight. Mm-hmm. It actually develops a tuber in the ground.
It's not a tuber.
Up.
It's not a tumor.
Not a tumor. It's a tuber.
Oh, yeah. Kindergarten cop reference. I haven't heard one of those since the 90s, I believe. It's beautiful, though. I mean, it's got a lot of green foliage to it. And then it's got a pink and yellow flower up the top.
It will actually get quite a bit bigger, at least twice as big, and branch out and have a lot of blossoms all at the same time.
So it's an annual, but you were saying about the tuber.
It's not a
tuber. Can you replant it?
You can dig it up in the fall and keep it over the winter in a dark, cool, say 40-degree place.
You don't even have to put it back in the soil or anything like that.
Right.
Just maybe under your bed, Monty?
Yeah, right. It's definitely dark there.
And cool?
Wicked cool.
All right.
What about the other flowers?
Those are pansies. Everyone sees pansies at this time of year. They're very cheerful. They are hardy. They may reseed, and you may get some flowers next year that come back. New plants from the seeds.
Mm-hmm. Is now the time to be putting this stuff in the ground? It seems like it's still been so chilly.
It is very chilly, and that's the biggest question I get asked right now. These pansies or violas would be fine in the ground now. Mm-hmm. They're quite hardy. The dahlia would probably need to be protected a bit.
We mentioned earlier that this is basically just you living on Atherton Farm doing this with some friends.
Yes.
Have you been farming long?
I was born and raised on that farm.
Wow.
My mom and dad had a dairy farm there.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up with the black and white Holstein cattle. Always loved it. And it was always in the back of my mind that I wanted to live on that farm as long as I could.
And now you're doing it.
And now I'm doing it.
What has changed in the time? I mean, you mentioned the Holsteins. I'm assuming those are not there anymore.
They are not there anymore. I am only doing the vegetable and flower plants and produce in the summer.
Mm-hmm. How has the industry changed growing up on that farm for so many years to where you are right now?
Well, when I was growing up, there were not a lot of customers that came to the farm because the milk was shipped off and then we never really saw the final customer that got the product.
Right.
So now I get to see a lot of people. I have a farm stand right there on the property. So
do you prefer that or did you prefer
the cows? Like who do you prefer? Like if you're going out Saturday night, do you say, well, I'd like to go out with, you know, a herd or do you, you know?
I love both. I miss not having a cow on the farm. But I enjoy people. I love to meet people. And if I have something easy to talk about, like loving the farm, then I'm okay. I am a little shy. But
why do you love the farm? You grew up there. So many people try to escape their childhood and go on to do other things.
But right.
You're jump totally on the back of a cow and ride off into the sunset.
Don't laugh. I've done that.
A real cowgirl.
I love the weather.
Uh-huh.
You know, the weather can be very challenging, but at the same time, to be out in the garden and the breeze blows and the sun is shining on you. It's the birds are singing, the peepers at this time of year. It's awesome to be outside with my hands in the dirt. I always want my hands in the dirt.
Mm.
I really love when you were sharing with me before, Sue, that in fact, if I come to your farm stand, often what I'm going to buy may not be out already. Like I'll say, could I have a head of lettuce? And you're going to go and get it. Like you're literally going to go out.
You will behead the lettuce.
Right in front of the customer. Yes, we like to eat our own vegetables fresh. And we think our customers like that too. They can even, we don't actually ask them to come into the garden, but they can stand on the edge and say, oh, I like that red one right there.
Uh-huh, wow.
And part of that is to pick 10 heads of lettuce in the morning and sell them by 5 o'clock in the afternoon isn't as fresh as Just going right out there and picking them.
Picking them moments before.
Yes.
And then you have to eat it, like at the farm stand to get the maximum amount of freshness. Eat the whole thing now.
Right.
In fact, can people bring their salad bowl and their family and their table and just do it at the farm stand?
Now that sounds delightful. Sue Atherton from Atherton Farm in Buckland and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.